troubleshooting the common DMARC issues. DMARC adoption has surged recently due to new authentication requirements from major email providers and regulatory frameworks. Starting February 1, 2024, Gmail and Yahoo mandated that bulk senders sending over 5,000 emails a day implement SPFDK, IAM, and DMARC, and maintain low spam complaint rates. This was followed by PCID SSV 4.0 in March 2025, requiring phishing protection mechanisms, and Microsoft Outlook enforcing DMARC for bulk senders in May 2025. However, many organizations adopted DMARC superficially, leading to misconfigurations that compromise email deliverability and security. Key causes of DMARC failures include improper alignment mode. Strict alignment, if set incorrectly, blocks legitimate third-party senders. Alignment failure. SPF or DKIM domains must align with the visible from domain. Missing DKIM signatures, often caused by third-party platforms not signing emails with the sender's domain. To fix DMARC issues, correctly configure SPF and DKIM, ensure both records are present and properly set up in DNS to align with the from address. Set appropriate DMARC policies. A none policy can be used for monitoring, but offers no real protection. Stricter policies like quarantine or reject enhance security. Authenticate third-party services. Platforms like MailChimp require domain verification and DNS record updates to send authenticated emails on your behalf. Ultimately, for DMARC to work effectively, all associated protocols must be properly configured, monitored, and aligned. While P equals none can serve as a soft launch, transitioning to a stricter policy is essential for full protection against phishing and spoofing.